Lord bless us and grant. We're going to read Psalm 46. Let us pray, if you will. Lord Jesus, our most kind and merciful Heavenly Father, we are ever grateful and thankful, Lord, for all your goodnesses and your mercies. Lord, we know that there is none like you, Lord, none that cares and love for us so much. Lord, your love and kindness, God, you came into this world, Lord, you suffered and you died that we may have the opportunity for eternal life. God, and I pray that we would surrender ourselves unto you, Lord, that this day be more than just a day of memory. Lord, let us see it as a day that we have to receive eternal life. God, just guide us and bless us. Bless all those in the Sunday school classes, Father. Father, touch them in a special way. Give them strength to grow up, Lord, to be strong and understand. According to your holy word, Father, we pray that each of us, Lord, that's gathered here, as we read these scriptures, Lord, let them become a part of us and be baptized and always in your word. Just remember Brother Dale this morning, Father, and touch him in a special way and just let our hearts be yielded to the message and the words that he brings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early.
He enraged, the kings were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
Come, behold the word of the Lord. What desolations he has made.
He made wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. God bless you. You may be seated.
Truly is a present help in the time of need. Amen. Let's turn to page 199 in this final song book. Sticks closer than a brother, amen.
Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often find. not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? For Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer, and in his arms he'll take and shield. Thou will find a solace there. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. Oh, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Oh, wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shiny crown. Oh, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Let's all stand. Oh, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. Oh, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. We'll wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shiny crown. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. We're so thankful for what the Lord has done for us, what he's doing, and what he will do. Amen. Looking forward to dwelling forever in eternity in that city where the Lamb is the light. Let's change the order of service this morning as Brother Dale comes out. Are you ready to hear the word this morning? Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see you. Jesus, I want to see you. open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Oh, holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 and I want to see.
Amen and amen and amen. You want to see him? Well, if you'll look for him, you'll find him. He'll be right there. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, they seem an odd point for today, but we'll get to it in a minute. Let's go to Revelations 21, where we've been reading from, and then we'll go to John 11. Now remember, Wade is over in Alabama preaching and all, and remember that some of the other brothers are there with him just fellowshipping, and pray that the Lord would bless them on their way home, give them a safe journey, everything, all right? The fellowship meeting will be the third Saturday at Brother Pageant's, 3:30. Remember that, so keep that in your prayers. The Lord willing, Brother Bob Black will be ministering for us this coming Wednesday. So remember there. Let's see. I guess, is that all? We got any more coming? Amen. Amen. My brother called the other night wanting us to pray their granddaughter having headaches and things. And we've all prayed, so we believe it. And God's took care of it. So thank the Lord for that. Amen. Anything else? Are we missing anything? Anyhow, just remember these, okay? It's something I forgot to say to announce, but anyhow, just remember this. Revelation 21, and then we'll go to John 11 and get right into our thought. Oh, Sister Monica, I knew there was something. So her class is supposed to be practicing today at 12:50. So remember that, Sister Monica's class. Of course, they're not here. Oh, sister, I got it now. It says Esther. Okay. I didn't see the bottom part. Okay. All right. So Esther's going to be, Sister Esther will be taking care of that. Amen. Father, we thank you for your love and your grace and your kindness unto us. Thank you for everything. And we ask you to just bless and guide each one. Be with Wade there as he's ministering today there in Alabama for the brothers and sisters, and just open the eyes of their understanding to thy word and be there with each one, Lord, and be with them on the way home. We ask you to just guide us all, forgive our sins, bless us and keep us in your love and your grace, that your light may shine into our hearts. Forgive our sins and lead us in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Dick, the last I talked to him, he's doing good. Now he's still having some bleeding problems, which they was expecting that, but just pray that all of that will be taken care of, you know, all will be gone. And, remember that. Remember Brother Al, he's having a lot of problems, so pray that the Lord would bless with him, okay? All right, Revelations. Now, we're still on the point. It's going to be odd to try to connect it to the resurrection, but we're on the point of all things new, and maybe we can get it together into a point at the end of the message. But he says in Revelation 21, 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his son, and he shall be, I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, I said it's going to be an odd connection to try to bring, because remember, we've been talking about, I make all things new. All right. Now, we're going to see if we can tie that in with a point of this time of the year of the resurrection, because today we honor the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and believing that he will make all things possible unto us, and, you know, we'll be at that point. But I want you to think now for a little bit with me of here where we're in John, to read this and then just think about it. See if you can pull it together with the right point, you know. Okay, let's go to John 11, verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now listen to this statement. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Now, don't forget that. Don't forget that thought, because it'll be the main point of our message when we get to it. Because look what Jesus turned and spoke to her. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall live again. All right? Now, they believed in a resurrection. You had your Pharisees and Sadducees, and you'll even hear Brother Branham mention that, you know, like the Sadducees, one of them believed in the resurrection, another one didn't. Maybe you've heard that down through time of what's been doing, but just remember, it's not saying it the way we think it's saying it, because, you know, the Sadducees, they believed in the resurrection, but not in the resurrection like the Pharisees believed. See, one was looking more as to a resurrection. The other was just looking, well, it'll be over with, gone, we'll do, and whatever. Oh, one of these days we're going. Because don't think that the Sadducees thought death ended everything. Why would you want to be in any form of Christianity or serve God if you didn't have a place to go to when you die? Are you listening? Don't think that they were sad because they didn't have no resurrection. They believed. See, all mankind had always believed. Job, you know. He said, I know that my Redeemer. See, everybody has believed in a resurrection, but it's according to how you believe it. Well, now that's the thought today. How do you believe the resurrection? You know, how are you connected to it? So think about it now. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall live again. See, now what, she believed in a resurrection, because she said, Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now, she believed in a resurrection, right? She believed there would be a resurrection because basically man believed that, all right? But what's the answer? And Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now watch. She saith unto him, because now she had already, now listen with me, she had already declared, when Jesus was there and met her, she said, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She believed that there was enough connection to that, right? Now watch her next statement. She said, but now I know that even now, whatever you ask God, whatever you ask God, he'll give you. Because you've seen that over and over and over, right? So now look at the point. You follow me? She declares, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She had enough confidence in her thoughts and things of life that she believed that Jesus was something great. But did she have it in the correct order? No. Because she says now, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. That's a good statement. All right. Now he's dead. All right. What's she going to do? She said, but now, I believe too, that whatever you ask him, whatever you ask God, he'll do. Did she have her thoughts in the right channel? Do we have our thoughts in the right channel? Now think with me. I said it'll tie together, Lord willing. I know that he shall rise again. She had all of her statements were in good state, good points. She believed in a resurrection at the last days. And she believed that, okay, if you don't raise him, then he'll raise in the last day. Because she believed in the resurrection. That's what I'm saying. Don't think the Sadducees, because you'd think that they were sad because they didn't believe in the resurrection. It was the way the resurrection was taught among the Pharisees and Sadducees that made the difference between what they were thinking. Because that's what I'm trying to get you to see. Mary, or Martha, she says, yeah, Lord, yeah. I believe in the resurrection. And I believe Lazarus will come up in the resurrection. Now, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. And the life. Now, do you believe in a resurrection? Do you believe? Yes, we believe there'll be a resurrection. Yes, there's going to be a resurrection. But would we believe him if he was standing here today to say, I am the resurrection? Or would we be believing in a resurrection? Now, get this statement. Believing in a resurrection is not the all of Christianity. Now, before this incident happened, there had been many people raised from the dead. Right? Elisha, raised from the dead. What about Jesus and the little girl that was, and he told him, he said, she's asleep. And they all laughed because she is dead. Are you following me? Is it just to believe that a resurrection is possible? Or do we really know for surety who this is talking? Because now remember, read your scripture. She said, Lord, if you'd have been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. She kind of had that confidence, that faith built, that he could contact someone else. Right? And she said, yeah. And said, I know and have confidence in the fact of the way it's been around here and what's happened, and the dead's been raised, the sick's been healed, the things that has happened in your ministry, that even now, if you'll ask him, God will come on the scene. All right. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. What was he saying? She was given the point that whatever God would deal with or tell him, he'd go do. If God told him to go raise Lazarus, he'd go raise Lazarus. Right? But he said, Martha, I am the resurrection. See, they heard him say, before Abraham was, I am. They heard him say, I am the bread in the wilderness. Right? But when he says at this time, look what he said. He said, I am the resurrection. I am what you have need of. You got a brother that's dead. You've made some good statements about me, but do you realize who I am? You realize that what he was doing at this situation was relating to Martha, who he was. That he was the God of the Old Testament. He was the one that was at the burning bush. That Moses said, what by what name? He said, I am that I am. Amen. We want to make the talk a lot of times about I am as being I am and all of that. But do you realize? Martha was talking about that she believed God could do these things. Because remember, that's what she said. Even now, whatever you ask God, What a bold statement is going back into the face of a person that is looking for something to, a God somewhere to try to raise the dead. And Jesus could have declared, said, has not the dead been raised, the sick healed? Has not these things taken place? And she would have said, yes. But what a surprise was when he said, I am the resurrection. He was declaring himself to be the same God of the burning bush. You'll find it in Acts 7, I think it is, where it says, this is that one that was in the bush in the wilderness. Who? Who is that one? Read up and down what you're reading there in the book of Acts. You'll find it's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ was in that burning bush, not as a human element, not as a man, or 16-element body, etc. He was there as to be who he was. And he declared, I am the resurrection. See, he was declaring himself to her as to be God. She was looking for a God. Her statement showed that. We believe even now, whatever you ask God, whatever you ask God. Amen. You go talk to God and come back, and we believe Lazarus will raise from the dead. But he said, I am the resurrection. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the one that was at the burning bush. Not that human flesh man. Now, come on. But the very God that was inside of that human man standing there, we call Jesus, was in the burning bush. It was the Almighty God. Do we believe him like that? Is the resurrection to you and I looking for something to come? A date, a time, a season, a point. What would Jesus say if he's standing here today? You understand what I'm getting at? It looks like Martha made some great statements, and they were great. She was declaring that he could do those things, that God working through him could manifest all these things. But he simply says to Martha, he says, what are you looking for a God somewhere else? You want me to go talk to God for you? So that's what you're declaring me to do. But he said, I am the resurrection. Is there anything that could have stood in the way to keeping Lazarus from raising from the dead? It would look good enough in Martha's confession. Her confession was, we've seen this. We know it can be done. We've seen what you've done in your ministry tonight. Now just ask God. And Lazarus will rise. He said, I don't have to ask God. He said, I am God. You just don't recognize that. You're looking for something else. He said, but for one time, look straight at me. He said, I am the resurrection. See, he was showing who he was to Martha. And she still couldn't follow it right. Has this message brought to us a head knowledge? I remember in the Baptist church, I used to read the Bible and think about, why would those Pharisees kill the Lord Jesus for all he done being good? Do you remember reading like that? I read the Bible as not a trying to find us. Talking to somebody the other day about this. See, you try to find something, you're looking over what you're reading. Read the Bible. Read the prophet's message that way. Instead of trying to find some key, some point, some great revelation. I remember when they, a lot of you remember it, when they found 24, I believe it was, tapes that in the back, somewhere around the 70s, I guess. Well, everybody just flooded them to get those 24 tapes. Because they thought that's going to get some secret. Oh, these things has been hid all these years and we're going to get some secret. Now what to do? Everybody's always looking for some kind of a something to happen. Looking for a resurrection. When are we going to stop looking for the resurrection and start looking at the resurrection? He said, I am the resurrection. That right there was a statement that connected the entire Bible together to who this man really is. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Well, they realized, you know, that he was saying something, so they said, well, you're a man not over 50. And you claim you've seen Abraham. I'm just trying to get you to think about something about the resurrection. Thinking about the resurrection instead of thinking about what it is or trying to find it, as I said. Read the Bible. Don't read it as trying to find some secret coded word. I never seen that before. I remember back in the 70s, a lot of you are not old enough to remember a lot of these doctrines that went forth in the message, but, you know, there was a lot of things, statements made and like that to try to show you that they were looking for some secret coded keys, you know. Something we hadn't found before. Well, what if you found secret coded keys? You know, they claim the Bible can be broke down into to different, many different sects and different thoughts. You've read about them. But did that bring Christ? See, that's what Martha was doing. She was looking for something. She was saying, if you had been here, this wouldn't have happened. But said, now it's happened. But said, now I know. and believe that you have enough connection to God that if you'll ask him, why didn't she say, we know who you are, speak the word. She didn't have that much. She had a great understanding, but she didn't have that much. She was still looking for somebody to try to help her do something. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I'm the God of the Word. Now, if you don't get nothing out of the message today, get this much. See, Jesus didn't say, I hope I am. Maybe I am, or maybe I will, or maybe this will take place, whatever. He said, I am the resurrection. He was very positive about what he said. You know, he knew back 3 or 4 days before then. Remember with the disciples and running up to that period of time and they called for him and trying to get him to come and everything. And he finally turned around and told them, he said, look, boys, let's go. He said, I want you to know. Because they kept saying, well, and he said, you know, Lazarus sleeping. Well, if he's sleeping, he's doing pretty good. Because that's the best for him, you know. Let him sleep a while. He said, look, I'm trying to tell you, Lazarus is dead. But I'm going to raise him. Now, if his Bible's right and your prophet says it, he never done nothing until he seen it. So he'd already seen Lazarus raised. So he didn't have no problem. He wasn't going hoping or guessing or thinking it. And he wasn't putting it back on Martha's confession. He had his own. What are you getting at? I'm getting at a positive attitude. When are we going to start doing that? See, we're looking for gimmicks and looking for thoughts. I don't look for those things. I don't look for secret coded things. I read the Bible to see what it says. Because it says what it means. And it means what it says. So why am I looking for secret coded outfits? Somewhere, certain words, some thoughts. Yeah. Why not take what it says? Yeah, but I just can't understand. I come down through there too. I can remember when I was in the Baptist church and studying, trying to study the Word of God. Because see, I had that kind of an idea. And you know what I started doing? I started then reading the Bible on the basis of reading it to see what it said. Not what somebody taught me that it said. I like to get the definitions of words. If you take my Bible and read it, you'll find a lot of definitional words in there, you know, places where that I couldn't figure out that definition of what that was meaning. So I went to Webster's and got it and wrote down the definition. But you know what I wound up doing? Reading what it said. Well, Brother Dale, I've read Brother Run's message, but I just can't see that. Can't see what? The Bible has never declared but one true and living God. It never declared a Trinity or anything like that, right? It was God speaking to us. Well, why don't we read it that way? The prophet never came to change the book, to change the wording or anything. Right? Well, we just didn't know this, we didn't know that. Now, come on. It's about time we get off of some of our play pretty parties and get down to listening to the truth. God said, unless you believe that I am He. No, that was Jesus said that. Oh, see? But if you get it correctly, you'll see that He said, unless you believe that I am He. Who? Jesus. So Jesus was God. Well, no, He was the second person. He was, see what I mean? We spent all of our lives trying to figure out what the Bible said when all we had to do was read it. Where did your prophet change the wording of the Bible? He says that the ends and the buts is in the right place. We don't have a Bible according to William Branham. We have the Word of God. The prophet come to tell us to believe what it said. What? Read simple. What we just read. Martha. Mary. They sent word to Jesus. Trying to tell Him, hey, Lazarus is dead. And He just goes the other way. He waits longer and longer. Remember the story your prophet told it. Finally, He comes back. And when they see Him, what is it? No, we know Jesus. We know that Lazarus is dead. They said, we were hoping that if you'd be here, he wouldn't have died. They said, now, I've got enough confidence in you because I've seen it happen before that you'd ask God and God would do it. See, they never looked at Him as being God. They looked at Him as a possibility of contacting God. That's what I'm getting at. Are you following me or what I'm trying to get you to see? Instead of seeing who He was and determining when He said, I am the resurrection. Well, maybe He's the resurrection. I don't know. Maybe we can do this. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can find this. Yeah, we've seen these things, don't we? You see what I'm talking about? He spoke very positive, and He said, I am the resurrection. In other words, He declared, I'm the same God that spoke to Moses from the burning bush. I was in the burning bush. Read the book of Acts, the 7th chapter, and you'll find that it's talking of the Lord Jesus Christ being there. Who do you think that was? Now, not the human flesh. The God that was dwelling in the flesh was Almighty God. Amen. And He was trying to tell Mary, said Mary, Martha, said Martha, if you just look. You had your confidence built in me on the basis that things could happen with me being around. I said, I want you to know. I'm trying to get you to see who I am. There wasn't no problem with the resurrection. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. They had already had the dead raised. Right? The dead had done been raised. But to find out that here stood a man that was so positive in his statement that he said, I am the resurrection. Have we got it to that point yet? Then listen. If you're following the point of what I'm getting at, then follow it another step. The dead had been raised. The sick had been healed before the Lord Jesus made that statement. Am I right? Okay. But you know what your prophet said one day? He said, all of those things was great. But he said, on that day of the resurrection, he proved who he was. Am I right? The Lord Jesus, when he raised, proved who he was. He proved to them that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But did they accept it? He proved to them that he was the God in the burning bush. Because nobody can raise the dead except God. He proved who he was by his own resurrection. Am I right? He proved who he was by his own resurrection, by raising that body. Did he tell them? Destroy this body. In 3 days, I'll raise it up. Right? Did it happen? Are you following me? They had their hopes in that this man had some connection with God. But they didn't have their hopes in the fact that he was God. He was a connecting link to a God that could help him. What about you? Is that all you've got? See, Jesus had a positive attitude. He said, I am the resurrection. When are we going to become positive in our thinking? He said, I am the resurrection. And one day you say the dead was raised, the sick was healed, Lazarus was raised up, everything. They didn't catch it, right? They didn't catch on to it. And he winds up having to tell them when he raised. The scripture says about them, you know, that he opened their understanding of the scriptures about himself. That was before Pentecost now. That was before the Holy Ghost came. There's two times there that it says he opened their understanding of the scriptures of who he was. But where were they at on the day of Pentecost? Running like everything, scared to death. Because they didn't see him to be who he was. Peter had this great confession. Yes, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Read on through with Martha. Martha declares him to be the Christ, the Son of God. Peter had all of that. But yet when the scripture began to be fulfilled, that he was going through all those things, where's Peter? Running. Right? Follow me in what I'm saying. The dead raised, the sick healed, all of that's great. But now you can believe this or do what you want to with it. I don't care. That never attracted my attention. when I began to study this message. Brother Moat said, we've seen the sick healed. We've seen the dead raised. We've seen all of these things. Name people that was there that we would have personal understanding of who they were and remember the Tatums and a different one. And I told him, I said, Brother Moat, I wasn't there. You saw those things, but I wasn't there. I'm believing you, but I'm telling you, you tell me what this man taught, and I'll know whether he was a prophet or not. Now, where do you want to believe it that way? That's up to you. That's what took place. Thank God I run into a man that wasn't just, well, bless God, you got to believe this, you got to believe that, you got to believe this. No, I walked into a man that would tell me the Bible said it and read it to me. I loved that. Brother Moat was the type of person, he always did it. And we rode the country with books and everything, and I did because I had the memory so much of the colors of the books till Brother Moat would call out Future Home, and I'd get him a blue book, hand it to him, or a green one for this one. We traveled. If he ever said Brother Branham believed in one God, he read it. Now, you that was there with him, you know that's true. If he said Brother Branham believed it, he read it. That's where I learned that from. It's hard to argue with somebody when they're telling you exactly what the man says. That's why I'm not scared on the internet. Ain't you scared somebody's going to call you, contact you, challenge you on what to say? Come on. You're not going to be challenging me. You're going to be challenging whether the prophet said it or not. And if I read what he said, what am I worried about? It don't bother me at all. Church, follow me in what I'm saying. The dead had been raised. The sick had been healed. Martha, and then Mary later into it too, was saying the same thing. Art thou Christ, the Son of God. They had a great confidence built into this man that they called Jesus. But he was trying to get them to see who he was. That he was Almighty God. Not a son of God, not a second person. He was trying to get them to see that. Then they looked at this man one day. And they saw him beat to smithereens. It looked like the Bible even declared how they beat him so much it looked like a piece of hamburger meat, Brother Random describes it. Just cut to pieces. Don't you realize Martha and Mary and them was sitting there saying, we've seen him do this. We've seen him do that. We've seen this, that, or the other. Said, why can't he walk away? Why is all this happening to him? Why couldn't he just get up and walk out? Said, we've seen him do that. The Bible tells it one time. They were taking him out to stone him. He just turned around and walks out. He wasn't as scared of him. Some way he disappeared. You know, to their understanding, he just walked out. Are you following what I'm trying to get you to see? Even after he had told them what would happen, described in almost minute detail of relating them back to scriptures, even with, you know, telling them to go back and this does not this speak of that, does not this speak of that. And knowing that he had to die, and not a one of them understood it. Right? Not a one of them come and say, okay, Lord, we know you got to die, so we'll go with you. No, they didn't even want to go with him. They didn't want to be around him. They run. After seeing all of these things, do you think they believed he'd raise? Oh, it was a rumor. I can quote too, come on. Right? It was so much on the first day when him disappeared till it was called a rumor. A rumor went around that he had raised. Right? What happened to the great understanding of Martha and Mary to be, we know you can do this, we know God is with you. Why didn't they remember what he was saying? He said, destroy this body and I'll raise it up. I am the resurrection. Why didn't somebody come up with that idea? No, they were all running backwards and forth trying to find somebody with some kind of an answer. And he walks among them. Don't tell me when Jesus walked among them that they all jumped up and down. Glory, hallelujah, he's raised, he's here. Now they're scared to death because they didn't know what was going on. They were utterly in shock to see him standing there. Oh, we make light of Thomas. Right? We make light. Oh, yeah, Thomas was the one that didn't believe. Where was any of the rest of them that believed it? Thomas believed it more than they did. I've always defended him. Because you know what all it took? Just put his hand. As quick as he put his hand, he was the first one to declare who was standing there. Right? Yet we say, oh, but he didn't believe. Peter and them were shaken to death. They were scared to death. They were all scared when he walked among them. He said, peace, be still. After a little while, it took a settling down part. You know what I'm talking about. It took them over a little while, and all at once they began to settle in and they began to realize who he was. But they still couldn't figure it out. Because you find them in Acts 1. When the Lord Jesus was fixing to ascend, that he'd been with them for 30, 40 days or something. So many days that he'd been with them after his resurrection. And he begins to ascend there in the book of Acts 1, I think it is. And they said, will you restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? Brother Run said they were still thinking about Jesus having some kind of a natural kingdom. Now, have you followed me through the thought? Could we have this great understanding of believing the Bible, believing the message, believing the things, and it not produce the God of the Word? Are we afraid here in the last days that things are falling apart? What about it? See, then he proved when he raised. He proved who he was when he raised. He proved that he was the I Am of the Old Testament, Exodus 3. He proved that Acts 7 and 37, 38, that he was at the burning bush. He proved when he said, I am that bread of life. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Now listen, is it true that the Bible said that he opened their understanding of the scriptures? Well, see, these are the things that begin to be opening to it. He proved that he was the I Am of the Old Testament. And that the I Am of the Old Testament was the Lord Jesus Christ, or Jehovah the New. His resurrection proved it. A lot of things could be based upon wondering and all. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. They already had had the dead raised, the sick healed, and the thing before the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. But that resurrection proved who he was. It proved then when he got to the place that he raised that his positive statement was true. He said, I am the resurrection. That was proved to be true when he raised his own body. Proved there was something alive instead of a dead words or letters on a page. I believe this or I believe that. The Bible says it. The prophet said it. Oh, that's well and good. But what about your revelation? What about it? What about your prophet making this statement to us? Message called Faith, 1961. Your resurrection lays inside of you. In your spirit. Okay, immediately now. There it is. Here we go. Boy, we're revelated. Oh, Brother Dale, he said there, it's in our spirit. It's in our spirit. And the resurrection is in our spirit. It ain't in these... It ain't in his flesh. It ain't in them five senses called our spirit. Well, the prophet said it was. He said that spirit that he's talking about was the spirit of God. Our five senses spirit is not the spirit of God. That's why it's got to be redeemed. See, that's what I'm saying. See, we're like Martha and Mary, and we quickly jump to a conclusion or a thought instead of taking what the prophet is saying to us and listening to what he's saying. We're taking it as to whether or not it's the spirit or the soul or whether it's this or whether it's that. Well, he said it was the spirit. So I can see that, brother. Now, I can see that. I can see that within my memory. I can't. That's what a brother done here one time in a minister's meeting was having. I won't call his name, but somebody made a statement. He got up, he said, I can see that. I got up, I said, I sure can't. Cause it's wrong. Of course I wouldn't like, but, you know, if it was wrong, why not say it was wrong? But see, to him, I can see that. I said, I can't, cause it's wrong. See, it's time for us to settle down on the basis of what do we believe. Right? See? And like I said a while ago, instead of finding some key, why not read what he says? Okay? Go ahead, let's read it. Give me just a minute. Go ahead, brothers. Pull up number 5. And let's read it. Okay, this is a message called Faith, paragraph 1. And you got to use faith in God to make it work. See, so you got your own resurrection inside of you. Now listen. Your resurrection lays inside of you in your spirit. Whatever it is, it's in the spirit. It'll whack, cut it off. That's what you do. You won't read the rest of the message. You won't listen to him explain what he's talking about. It's just in my spirit. If I get my spirit straightened out, we'd be all right. I agree with you if we could get our spirit straightened out. But there ain't no one way to get that spirit straightened out, and that's kill it. Annihilate that spirit control of us. And let the simple word be the answer. Because look, your resurrection lays inside of you. in your spirit. Now, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, his soul descended into hell and preached to the souls that were in prison. Well, no, his spirit went, because the Bible says his spirit went. The Bible says that. The Bible says it was his spirit that went. The prophet said it was his soul that went. Okay? And when Jesus died on the cross, his soul descended into hell and preached to the souls that were in prison, that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah. His body went into the grave, but before he died, he committed his spirit into the hands of God. Into thy hands commend my spirit. So you see, his spirit went to God, his soul went to hell, and his body went to the grave. Now that spirit that was in him, not mine and yours, that spirit that was in him was the spirit of God. Our spirit is not the spirit of God. It's the spirit of our reason and memory, conscience, affections, etc. Come on. And that spirit in sundry times and diverse manners anointed the prophets to bring the message to the people. In the last days through Christ, now in these days here through the gospel. Keep on reading on down onto those things. He says, you have the power in you now to create a world. Is it laying in your spirit? No. Can't be in your spirit, because that's memory, reason, conscience. That's contrary. All right, listen. Why are you looking for a resurrection when you already have the resurrection in you? See, you're going to be tied up, and that's what I'm true with that. Forget it. I ain't reading the rest of it. Because you see, that's where the argument among the ministers of this message, spirit, soul, and go back and read in 61. I've taught it to you. Up until about 1964, 63, Brother Branham basically taught body, soul, spirit. After the opening of the seals and things, he taught body, spirit, soul. Well, which one's right? He was right in both places. Because in the early ministry, he was describing the five senses of the second realm of mankind. Whether he called it spirit or soul, it doesn't make no difference to me. He was right. The opening of the word brought the truth into being. Amen. To him. Yes. Right. So now here's my point. I thought we said we believe the scripture. I thought we believed that we were resurrected. Is this Bible now? Or now? Resurrected and doing what? Sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I thought that's what the Bible explains the new birth as being. That the new birth is the Spirit of Christ coming in us to give a birth to you and me, to give us eternal life. And to put an inside teacher into us that would not be an outside person. So your resurrection lays inside of you. Well, if I could just see the resurrection, your resurrection lays inside of you in that new birth that you have. Are we listening? Are we still like Martha and Mary? Are we still trying to figure out some key to connect it to? Are we simply going to believe what the prophet says? Just believe the word. Believe the Bible. You're resurrected, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How many of them you want? Your resurrection, see, then is inside of you. It's in your being. It's what you are when you're born again. That puts Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, I don't understand it because it says spirit. And I got this. I don't care what you, I've got spirit. Okay, go right ahead. I ain't arguing with nobody. I've taught this for almost 50 years, so I ain't going to argue with you none of it. I'm going to tell you how stupid we all are. That's about the best basis of it. Instead of just believing what God said through a prophet, we try to figure out what the prophet's saying. Is not that the same thing we done with the Bible? That we tried to figure out what it was saying instead of reading what it was saying? Where is there anything more plainer than what is it? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Well, there was God over here and the son over here. That's what I'm talking to you about. See, that was Mary and Martha's problem. They were trying to talk to this man that they thought had a connection to God instead of seeing that man was God. Now, that's the best way I can describe it. Is that what we're trying to do? They just simply believe. When Jesus said, unless you believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins. Does that need interpreting? Does it need interpreting that your resurrection lays inside of you? Does it need to be interpreted that we are the children of God? We are his offspring. Does it need to be interpreted you must be born again? What are you talking about, Brother Dale? What are you trying to get? Jesus had a positive attitude. When he said, I am the resurrection, he was saying, Martha, don't you realize you've heard the story about the burning bush? You've heard that I am that I am. He said, I am that resurrection. But you know, not another thing was said of Martha and Mary about that. Read your Bible. Jesus said, just show me where you put him. Right? They didn't say, come on now. Come on now. We believe who you are. Go raise him. They didn't do it. He said, just show me where you laid him. I like the statement that was made by someone one time about it. When he come to Lazarus, he said, Lazarus! Come forth. Said, what if he'd have said all of them come forth? What if he'd have called for ever born again? I mean, every person that was ever to be a Christian of any form. What if he'd have called, ever come forth? He specified who he was wanting. He was wanting Lazarus. Because he wanted them to see that he could do it. Not brag about it and show how good he was, but to show them who he was. They had their confidence in a great thing. It was wonderful of their confidence that they had in him. If you'd just have been here, he'd have been all right. Even now, whatever you ask God, whatever you ask this other person. They never said whatever you say will be it. Right? If you just say it, it'll take care of it. No. Come on, musician. Easter message. What is your Easter message? You hear the great stories are going through, and that's wonderful. I love them too. Of all the things and the different things telling, you know, and this, that, and the other. But there stood a man that declared himself to be Almighty God. Has the Easter opened that understanding to you? has your new birth, has your understanding, has your studying this message, has it brought Jesus Christ to you as a person? Not as a thought or a concept or an idea, not in a memory, reason, conscience, whatever, but in your very being of who you are. Can you say, inside of me lies, I'm not looking for a resurrection. I've been looking at the resurrection over 50 years when I saw it. I'm not looking for a rapture. You're not. No. Because resurrection comes before rapture. Simple. But that's just simply believing the Word of God. I just simply believe the Word of God. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be shining. Well, I believe that. A brother years ago gave me a great big book, wanted me to write down these thoughts and concepts on. And the point was this now. He wanted to know, should we have communion and then foot washing? Or should we have foot washing first and then have communion? I said, brother, what does it make any difference? Is there some great revelation involved here? I said, now, according to what we understand, we can read the Bible of the foot washing, you know, and the things, and the breaking of the bread. And the way it sounds, the way we've always taught it, is that you had the communion, the bread first, and then you had the foot washing. I said, what is a great thing? Well, I read this, brother so-and-so, I read this book about this man, and he said we had it backwards. Said we're supposed to have the foot washing first and then have the communion. I said, well, where's that going to change us? You know, in other words, what's that going to make any difference? Well, see, to him, I was degrading his spiritual understanding till he wouldn't speak to me for about 5 years. I ain't joking you. The next time I contacted him, I called him, and his wife was on the phone. And I said, I'd like to speak to brother so-and-so. And she turns around and says it loud enough that I could hear everything she said and hear everything he said. And she said, brother so-and-so, brother Dale's wanting you, brother. He said, brother who? When he come to the phone, I said, yeah, brother Dale, about 5 years ago was the last contact we had, but I hadn't changed my name. See, he was so upset at me because I didn't agree with a foot washing of the communion. I hope you listened to the message today or in your thoughts. And Martha and Mary had these things all figured out. Jesus didn't fuss with them and argue with them. He just let them go through all of their whole line, and he didn't raise Lazarus on any of what they said. He just turned back around and he said, listen, I'm the God of the Word. And 4 days ago, he showed me the resurrection of Lazarus. He said, now show me where he's at. Simple. Has this message become simple to you, or a great theological point? I know how you think. My brother Dale wades on the seals. We don't need to understand these seals. We need to understand these simple things. Simple things. Your prophet taught it. That ought to be simple enough. He taught it. That ought to be simple enough. What about it, church? Jesus had a positive statement about it when he said, I am the resurrection. Can you make the positive statement and say, by the new birth, now listen, I have the resurrection inside of me. Can you state that? Just state it. By the new birth, I have the resurrection inside of me. Huh? That's simple enough. Let's stand. What do we got, brother?
The tomb now is empty.
Anybody have a need?
The stone is rolled away. And Christ is alive.
A positive statement. Conquered in me at the part. Christ is alive in my heart. Think about him. Speak the word. If that's not what you studied the message and found, I would ask you to study it some more. To try to get us to the basis of believing who we are, what we're here for, and to speak it. Let him make it manifest. Let's go say it. See, when you're hurting, say, by his stripes, I'm healed. You ever been hurting so bad that you just didn't even feel like you could say that? But what has that got to do with it? See, it's to come into a realization to realize that you and I are the bride of Jesus Christ. And he's waiting on us to speak the word. And I've seen people, I have too. We stand in a church one time and this young convert person, minister, got up and boy, he was in, and I ain't making light of him and I'm telling you what happened. He said, I take every spirit in this building under my control. I said, God, don't turn them devils loose. Because he ain't got nothing under his control. He said, well, who give you the right to say that? Because he had problems. He didn't have nothing under control. It was out of control. See, you're looking at a man that's very funny. as a brother used to come to church here. And I'd ask God not to do nothing while he was here. You're stupid. I'll agree with you. But I knew one thing for certain. He'd take away and he'd go and he'd run it. It would be going wrong. I said, Lord, just don't do nothing while he's here. And you know what? One day I told him. I said, brother, have you ever noticed when you come to Lula, God don't do nothing? I said, because I've asked him. Because you ain't right. Boy, he didn't like that. But it was true. See, I want God to do it. I'm not trying to build you up to get you to pump up to speak something, call for something. I'm trying to get you to just simply believe the word and let that just drop down in your heart. And then you just speak back from your heart. Say thank you. There's the resurrection. The resurrection is to see a person, not a doctrine or an idea. It's the person of Jesus Christ living in me and you. Lord Jesus, as we go eat a natural meal, we ask you to just help us. Help us to see, Lord, that you truly have made, and we didn't get to the thought. You have made all things new, a new creation, a new people that could believe your word. And we thank you. Guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Remember the service this afternoon. Pray one for another.
Oh, bless his name again. Oh, he is here. Listen closely. Touch him.